Okay, tonight, the New Orleans Opera celebrates its 75th anniversary with a performance that can best be described as spicy.
Okay, if you didn't catch those words there, yes, they were singing Tabasco, Tabasco, the sauce that we all do love so.
There's a rhyme.
The title of the show tonight is Tabasco, a Burlesque Opera.
That's the opera's conductor, Paul Moffray, who says he discovered the Tabasco score while searching for historical music from his hometown.
I knew that New Orleans had the oldest opera history in America, so I was curious to see what was part of our musical heritage.
His hunt led him to an 1894 production of the Tabasco Opera.
I didn't even realize that Tabasco sauce had been around that long.
For I'm a chef of high degree with the biggest sort of a salary.
It's about an Irishman who gets lost at sea and ends up in Tangier, Morocco, and is forced to become a chef for a pasha who loves spicy food. And he's got to come up with a spicy meal, and sure enough, the Tabasco sauce saves the day.
The Tabasco Opera debuted in Boston in 1894, and from there it went to Broadway. But after a legal battle over earnings, its composer locked the score in a box where it stayed for decades until Moffray discovered it in an archive 6 years ago.
And I'm sure that if Tabasco had not had this horrible fate of being locked away in a crate and lost, it would have become the cornerstone of our American opera history.
The show is making its fiery return in New Orleans this weekend for five sold-out performances.
What?